Ron Gonzalez with us now, and you've got a big event coming up this weekend in Amherst. Relay for Life, what's happening there?
Well, we're raising funds and walking and having a good time trying to raise money for American Cancer Societies so they can do more research.
So most people are gathering in Amherst this weekend. This is one of many of the Relay for Life events. How many people do you think are involved in this one?
Well, there's going to probably be, I'd say, with all the participants and everything, probably close to 200, I think, you know. And they're women and children and men and women and, you know, cancer survivors and caregivers. So it's a pretty good turnout. So
works in teams as well. I understand you've got a pretty big team.
Yes, I do. I have 14 members on my team. The name of my team is Faith. Yeah, we're raising money to help the cause here.
How long have you been working on this project? This is kind of a year-round thing for American Cancer Society. So how early do you have to start to get ready for this weekend?
Well, we started gathering information, had meetings out in Amherst. It was probably the early part of April. We're going on almost 4 months now. So, yeah, it's coming together real nicely.
How did you get involved in it?
Well, I'm a cancer survivor myself, and so is my wife. So we just figured it'd be for a good cause. That's why we do it.
Anything you want to add?
If anybody wants to make a donation to us, just go to the Relay for Life of Portage County and find our team, which is Faith. And you can look up my name, Ron Gonzalez, and you can make a donation online or you can print a form. An offline donation will be acceptable as well, and everything's pretty self-explanatory.
And best part is, come on out and take part or watch.
It's a great time, a lot of fun, and they have themed hour events because it goes all night long. The reason they go all night long is because once you are diagnosed with cancer, it kind of gets dark in your life, and you know, it gets darker as night goes along, and boy, there's a lot of people out there who have gone through this, and finally we go through chemo, radiation, so on and so forth, and then we start getting better, then the dawn of light comes, and hopefully back to normal, living a normal life if we can.
Best part is, help out with the research and the cancer survivors and give some hope to these people.
Exactly, exactly, yes.